Here the Turtle is presented by Toyota. Toyota helps you get the most out of your drive. Just ask a friend who drives one. Shop buyatoyota.com, Toyota's official website for deals, to find the Toyota that's right for you. Toyota, let's go places. It's Monday, February 1st, 2021. It's Hear the Turtle presented by Toyota. And Keith, we return with another episode in our women's basketball 50th anniversary series. This time it's with national champion, all-time Maryland great, and current Coppin State women's basketball head coach, Laura Harper. And many Terp fans will remember Laura from her place on the national championship team, an incredible four-year career that she had. And arguably that national championship team, still the most sheerly talented team in Maryland history. Obviously they backed it up by winning the trophy. That's how you show your talent, but just an array of really good players. And sometimes in the remembering of Christy Tolliver, Marissa Coleman, someone like Laura Harper gets a little bit forgotten, but she was an amazing part of that team and is now doing some great things in the coaching ranks as well.
It was really cool just hearing her talk about just when she gets together with her former teammates from that 2006 team. And, you know, they're telling stories, they're talking to Coach Freeze, and, you know, she implements a lot of the things she learned from Coach Freeze or from her coaching style into her coaching ranks now as she's has the head job at Coppin State. So really interesting insight from her. And just, you know, cool. We got to catch up with her as we continue to celebrate the 50th anniversary of Maryland women's basketball.
Yeah. They seem like they've really never missed a beat as a team. They just continue to talk and hang out and see each other. And that speaks to the culture that Brenda Freeze has created over her time at Maryland. Coach Freeze coming up on her 500th win at Maryland, that will sort of signify the amount of success she's had with the national championship, countless conference titles, and an array of players like Laura Harper that are super talented, that they're successful in the pro ranks and then move it towards other parts of basketball, other parts of life. It's a pretty amazing legacy that program is starting to build from an alumni base. And we've seen it grow. We've kind of moved up the years here as we've gone through our episodes with Christy Winter Scott, Vicky Bullitt, and now Laura Harper kind of getting all the generations of Maryland women's basketball. So as Keith said, a great conversation. And let's get to that conversation with Maryland women's basketball alum Laura Harper. For nearly 75 years, the Terrapin Club has been the foundation for the student athletes, coaches, and staff of Maryland Athletics. And now, Maryland Athletics is proud to announce Terrapin Club Reinvented. Terrapin Club Reinvented offers three new features exclusively for our Terrapin Club members: Terrapin Club Plus, One Maryland Magazine, and the Terrapin Club Backstage Pass. These new benefits will provide members with exclusive content and behind-the-scenes experiences unparalleled in collegiate athletics. To learn more, visit terrapinclub.com or call 301-314-7020. We are back here on Hear the Turtle, another episode in our women's basketball 50th season series. And we are here with now the head coach at Coppin State, and we'll get to that a little bit, but former Maryland great Laura Harper. I'm going to call you Coach Harper. Thanks for coming on the show. And first of all, when I say 50 seasons of Maryland women's basketball, what kind of memories come rushing back for you?
I mean, 50 seasons is unbelievable. When I think about, you know, Coach Weller and her legacy, and, you know, Coach Freeze did a tremendous job making sure that we knew the history of the program and the players that came before us. And then when I think about Coach Freeze's first and second year, you know, I was her second recruiting class, to now 50 years. It's unbelievable. It really is.
Laura, you were originally committed to UConn. You then decommitted to come to Maryland. What did Coach Freeze do to get you to go from a 10 from a from you know a nationally caliber UConn team to a 10-win Maryland team that was building?
You know, the way Coach Freeze has always recruited has been about relationships and just instilling confidence. And, you know, I try to use a lot of that now in my coaching as we speak. But honestly, she took the time to tell me who I could become and just to tell me how great I was going to be at Maryland. And, you know, kudos to UConn, obviously, and Coach Oriema and Coach Daly. But I just knew that I really, really wanted to be a part of something closer, a little bit more intimate, something that hadn't been done before with such a young and fiery, motivated coach in Brenda Freeze.
Laura, what were those early days at Maryland like for you? Coming in as a freshman, just kind of trying to get acquainted with the program. Describe those kind of early days and Coach Freeze's vision when you stepped on campus in College Park.
You know, our freshman class was really tremendous, you know, and following the Shaderon, Kalika France, the class before us, we were playing carefree and just working hard. We were just happy to be there. And that was sort of the mantra the whole time up until we won a championship, that we weren't going to overthink things. We weren't putting any pressure on ourselves. We were just the young and free, and there was nothing that could really upset us. We loved basketball. We loved each other. And we knew that if we got a couple more players that we'd be doing something extremely special.
I feel like it's pretty unprecedented for what you guys did with such a young group to win a national championship. When you guys got there, you talked about it a little bit there. Did you kind of know you had the talent right when you stepped on campus where, you know, maybe in a year or two, we feel like we can compete with the best in the country?
Honestly, no, not my freshman year. We knew that was a really special class that was signed, and we had the missing pieces, and we had a shooter, Nashua Newman, and we had Jay Perry, and we had myself, Crystal. Who am I forgetting? I thought it was five of us in that class. No, actually, it was four because Sade Wiley Gate would join us a little bit later. But anyway, in that moment, we felt like, okay, this is a core of something really special. We get one or two more. And, you know, Coach Freeze did an amazing job of making recruiting feel, we were part of that journey. So we were building that together, and just knowing Marissa Coleman and knowing Christy Tolliver personally in high school, I think it just made, you know, the family feel like we were coming together.
Coach, you go on to become the Final Four MVP of that championship season, but the season before, you tear your Achilles tendon, and that's probably one of the most serious injuries you can face as an athlete, you know, an ACL, an MCL, an Achilles tendon. To recover from that injury and come back and be able to get to that point, play at that level, what was that recovery like? What was that journey like getting back to that level where you felt confident and comfortable to play at the level you needed to play at to play for a championship team?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't know that, you know, I only played 9 games my freshman year. And when I went down, I was actually leading the team in scoring and rebounding, you know, at that point in my career as a freshman. And it was a devastating injury. And seeing that little ounce of success I had in those 9 games, it fueled me and it just showed me something different. I feel like, you know, through adversity, you really kind of find out who you're going to become. And that was the first time something that challenging had ever happened to me in my whole life. So I felt like I was proving something. I had something to prove to come back. I was just so focused and I was just so grateful. When you have the game taken away from you like that, every day is just such a joy to be on the floor. And I'll never forget it. Dr. Craig Bennett, to this day, I feel like he's the best orthopedic surgeon in the world based on he's done 6 of my knee surgeries now. And I mean, after we won the championship, I couldn't find him fast enough along with Matt Charbet, our athletic trainer. So, you know, my story is definitely a little bit different, but I'm just so blessed to be able to tell it.
Describe the journey of that national championship season. You guys, you know, obviously have the overtime is our time mantra that so many Maryland fans remember. You played in so many close, exciting games, including in the Final Four. What sort of gave that team the ability to excel in those type of environments and those type of games where you could overcome, you know, deficits or overcome obviously really quality opposition in really tight and intense games?
It's all Coach Freeze. I mean, she instilled that confidence in us from the recruiting process. So she never put any unnecessary stress or pressure on us. It was just like, we can do it. You have everything in you, the ability, the power. I mean, this is who you're going to become. This is who you're going to be. If you work hard, you listen, it's going to happen. So then when we won, like, our first overtime game, it was just like, wait, you know, when someone starts telling you, like, and continues to tell you and keeps telling you that you can be something, and then you finally, like, get an ounce of success, there comes a point where you start believing them, you know? And I felt like she did such an amazing job kind of bubbling us in our own little fantasy world of how good we could become.
Laura, we've heard that 2006 group is still close to this day. You guys all still see each other regularly. How special is that bond you have with that group of teammates when you win a championship like that? You know, how has it just kind of snowballed into the rest of your life?
You know, I mean, you meet, like I said, I think about my relationship with Christy first, because I knew her probably the longest, since I was like 12 or 13 years old. So, you know, and then you go through all school and then you play. I played AAU with Crystal. And then, you know, Marissa and I got close in high school. So this bond is, it's something that's never going to be broken. I mean, I was just at Marissa's house a few months ago with Christy, with Lang, with Coach B. And I mean, the only one missing there was Shay at that point. So, and every time she comes back into town, we're all together. And I think that's what made us so special, because we were so selfless and we just wanted to win. That was it. It was not about who did it. It was just, we wanted to win.
Speaking of Christy, did you think that shot was going in?
Absolutely.
And she has obviously become such an incredible professional, and so much professional success for really that entire group. What did you guys challenge each other every day in that way, where it was like, you have so much talent on the floor? Teams like that kind of fascinate me, because there had to have been sort of, you guys are trying to almost one up each other because you have so much talent, and that ends up making you guys so much better as you go through your careers.
Well, that was kind of the difference with our team, because we all had different roles and we really all excelled in what each and every one of us did. So there wasn't as much competition in between amongst ourselves, because it was like, Christy was a shooter. We knew that. You know what I mean? Lang was, I mean, she shot 60% from the field all the time. Like, she was going to put the ball in the basket on the right block and use her left hand to go over her right shoulder and, like, fake you zoop zoop up and under and have the best footwork in the, you know, in the nation. That was just what she did. You know, I kind of just cleaned things up and I worked really hard, rebounded, and I made layups. And I didn't need much more than that. You know, Marissa had ability to score 40 whenever she wanted to, as did Shay. But it just looked different. And I think we all just, I mean, we just excelled in our roles.
Laura, 198 career block shots, the Maryland record. You think that one's ever going down? You think any Terps going to come along and break that thing?
You know, it's funny. I didn't even know that. I think that Coach Freeze definitely has a type, and she recruits similarly. So, you know, it's definitely bound to go down soon. I think now how she likes to play, she likes bigs to run, to rebound, to block shots and be athletic. So we'll see. I hope so.
What's it been like for you transitioning, you know, into the coaching ranks? You've been an assistant at a few places and now the head coach at Coppin State. You're obviously navigating an incredibly challenging situation, as we all are here. But what's it been like for you to now to be a head coach at the college level, and what that experience has been like in this pretty wild first season?
You know, it's unbelievable. I don't think I could be in any position where I would learn as much as I am in such a short period of time. Just like you said, navigating the adversities of a global pandemic and this much social injustice and a new president. I mean, I am having to just stretch myself and at the same time be a good example to a group of girls that really look up to me. And I'm just so grateful for this opportunity.
Laura, what's been the most rewarding, you know, part of your coaching journey so far? Just, you know, being at so many different places and being involved with so many different student athletes.
You know, I think the most rewarding part is just seeing everyone's ounce of success for them individually. You know, like, everyone has a moment where it's just like, this happened and that happened, and they finally feel like they're becoming themselves. You know, I tell them all the time, this game has saved my life, and I'm so passionate about basketball and I will forever be in the game of basketball, but like, I can't play for them. I can't show them how to become women. I can't show them how to work hard. So when that light bulb moment happens for these kids, I think there's like little things that happen with each and every one of my players. I'm just like, it's worth it. Like, it's worth it.
We have asked this to everyone we've had on in this series so far. Laura, your all-time Maryland women's basketball starting five.
Goodness, you can't.
That's the reaction everyone's given. That's the reaction everyone's given.
That's so ridiculous. I never got to play with Alyssa Thomas, but I mean, she's one of the best, most versatile players to ever come through Maryland. And, you know, obviously I'm biased to my teammates, but, you know, Coach Freeze hasn't been successful without players. And that's one thing she can do is get players. So I can't.
Which of the would Alyssa Thomas be the one, if you could play with one of them, would it be her?
100%.
What about it's not even a question.
What's
it been like for you? We asked this to Christy and Vicky, because you guys all come back. We always see you guys come back at Xfinity Center. What is it like for you to watch these newer generational players, the Alyssa Thomases, Shatori Walker, Kimbrough, all these ones that have come in, Brianna Jones, that have had so much success, and you guys sort of paved the way?
You know, it's nice to see that the opportunities that our success has allowed them to see, you know, we feel like we did pave the way and we allowed them to have more things and just greater opportunities and more visibility. So we're proud. We're very proud. And we have a lot of pride for Maryland. And that's kind of the only thing that we ask, is that you respect the team, you respect, you know, the colors and what it represents and the work that the people before them put in, and just to continue the legacy, you know.
Laura, we'll get you out of here on a few rapid fire questions. First, your favorite game of your career?
Probably the UNC Final Four game.
That's a good choice. That was a great game.
Laura, toughest player you ever faced in your career? Or maybe you have a couple names to think about.
Yeah. Like I said, Erlena Larkins definitely comes into mind. Candace Parker, Sylvia Fowles.
Most memorable Brenda Freeze speech of your career? Does one pop to mind?
I mean, she had a Starburst speech where she was throwing a Starburst status and said that we were like bursting on the scene. Like, and she had a lot of, I'm telling you, I was just like, oh, can I get a pink Starburst? I remember very.
When was that? I mean,
we were on the road. Her best speeches were on the road, because I feel like she had to like trick us. I want to say that was at, oh, that's so bad. You know, it's so bad because Marissa probably remembers it vividly, like perfectly. She has the best memory out of all of us.
That's amazing.
Starburst. Okay. How about the show you're watching, or you watched or streamed, favorite show you streamed during this quarantine period?
Dang, that's tough, because I don't really watch TV. I'm a nerd.
It's just all like, hoops all the time, huh?
A lot of reading hoops, all of that. You still then, there?
We are still here. Yep, we got you.
Okay, we got you.
Good. We got one more. We asked this to everyone. Your favorite place to eat in College Park?
Bagel place.
Oh, good. Okay, there you go. What's the bagel place order?
Usually, I can't even remember what it was called, but it had the cheese on top and like the crab and the cream. It just was like smothered completely. I probably wouldn't even eat it. Yeah, I think it was like a crab. No, it was amazing.
That sounds really good. I'm now hungry here as we have. Laura Harper, thank you so much. We wish you continued success as you and Coppin State go through the rest of your season. And thanks for reflecting on 50 seasons of Maryland women's basketball. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me.
Want to take the Terrapins with you wherever you go? Maryland Athletics has officially launched the One Maryland mobile app, a must-have for all Terps fans. The One Maryland app is a one-stop shop for all things Terps, featuring the latest news, scores, game day information, and exclusive content from your favorite Maryland teams. Download the One Maryland app on your iOS or Android device today by searching for Maryland Athletics in your device's app store. Back here on Hear the Turtle, once again, thanks to Laura Harper for jumping on with us in the middle of Keith, what sounds like a bizarre season she's going through with Coppin State. They're playing doubleheaders, then they're taking 2 weeks off, then they're playing another doubleheader against their conference opponents. So an interesting scheduling format that she's going through right now.
We've seen every scheduling format, I think, possible out there in college sports right now. You've got volleyball playing back-to-backs. You got wrestling doing tri-dual matches in conference play. It's been different for sure. So, hey, if that's how you have to get the games in, that's how you have to get the games in, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It was interesting to hear her talk about, you know, being able to now mentor young players and in this, especially in this day and age where there's so much going on in the world, and being able to impart her wisdom. Really, really cool that she now has that ability to give back to the game that gave her so much, and a cool look down memory lane with Laura Harper at her time in Maryland women's basketball. Heck of a thing to turn down UConn to come to Maryland at that point with the state of both programs. So we're happy that Laura did it, helped the Terps win a national championship. So once again, thanks to Laura Harper for jumping on with us. You can go back and listen to our other women's basketball series episodes. Vicky Bullitt and Christy Winter Scott were fantastic. I think we could have talked to Christy for 2 hours. We may have her on again at some point. There's probably a lot more to talk about. And that one, and Vicky was awesome as well. Both brought so much perspective to sort of the origins of the program and their first taste of success. And then Laura giving us the taste of the ultimate success with the national championship. So some awesome stuff. That team also, women's basketball, playing incredibly well. They are scoring all the points as they are now a top 10 team in the country and rebounded from a loss to Ohio State by just absolutely demolishing Michigan State last week. So they continue to roll regardless of what happens. Beat Michigan State by 40. 92-52. They really are exciting. They score. I mean, even when they lose, they scored 86 points in a loss. They cannot stop scoring, Keith. So make sure to watch them. Their next time out, they keep getting games postponed, unfortunately. February 4th, this Thursday, they play Wisconsin on the Big Ten Network at home at 4 o'clock. So watch the basketball, get your dinner, do whatever you got to do to watch Maryland women's basketball. That's enough for this week on Hear the Turtle. Make sure to go back and listen to our episodes with all of our coaches that are getting back to action. We had Brett Nelligan and Alex Clemson, Andrew Valman and Adam Hughes all on a couple of episodes. So make sure to check that out. An episode with Aaron Wiggins and Sonia Glauber about their episode from Terrapin Club Plus. Make sure to go to watch all of the Terrapin Club Plus shows on the free preview, Maryland Athletics YouTube channel, umterps.com/reinvented are the places you can find both of those things. Some fantastic content being pumped out by our video staff. You can follow Keith Sneddon at Sned3on1 if you want Maryland takes, and if you want to DM about the stock market, because Keith will give you some takes on that as well. You can follow me at TaylorSmythe10, and you can follow the podcast at Hear the Turtle on Twitter and Instagram. Make sure to drop us a 5-star rating and give us a review. Keith, do you have any stock market tips for the people? You do not listen to Keith. He is not a stock market analyst. Yeah,
listen. If I had tips, I wouldn't be sitting here with you right now, Taylor. I'd be off on my my yacht somewhere, living large. No, unfortunately, no, don't have any tips. But an exciting couple of weeks if you're into the financial world, wouldn't you say?
Keith has taken you in this podcast has been going on so long. We've had Keith at the Bitcoin boom, and now we have Keith at the retail stock trader boom. So it's really been really the journey of the podcast.
That's right.
As this continues on, so thank you for listening to Hear the Turtle, and we will see you next time.
Go Terps.